Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Jermaine Catching.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, Jermaine, she's going to help you from here, and you guys both have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, hello, is this Jermaine?
Yes.
Hi, Jermaine. My name is Hannah. Like I said before, we are speaking on a recorded line here. Were you looking to see if you might meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, and have you already found an attorney to assist you, or would this be the first time?
This will be the first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or sought legal representation from any other law firm. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and was it you or a loved one of yours that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup?
It was myself.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry to hear that. By chance, are you aware of the subtype of non-Hodgkin's that you were diagnosed with?
The B cell, diffuse large B cell.
Diffuse large B cell, I see. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, and when were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's?
I was diagnosed in June of 2022.
June of 2022, okay, I see. Were you ever diagnosed another time, or would that just be the singular diagnosis?
Yes, that was the first and only time.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, and I know we're estimating here June of 2022. Would you say maybe early June, middle of June that you were diagnosed?
Right around the middle of June. It was like around the 10th of June when I got the actual diagnosis.
I see. I'll go ahead and put June 15th of 2022, okay?
Okay.
Did you use Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
Okay, and the home address, what state would that be in?
California.
California, okay, got it. Okay, and besides yourself, any other family members, are you aware of anyone else that used Roundup and was affected, or were you pretty much the only person that you're aware of?
Yeah, I was the primary person using
The primary
it.
User? Okay, got it. Okay, so 2022. Let's see. Go ahead with your date of birth here.
11/03/1980.
Oh, my gosh, November 3rd. That's my birthday, too. What a coincidence.
Oh, happy birthday. Twins.
Yeah, well, happy belated to you as well.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Yeah, exactly. It was on Sunday. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
So let's see. So that being said, let's see, 20, 20, 40, okay, so 44 now, which means that you were about 41 when you were diagnosed in 2022. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, and on average, in terms of the usage for Roundup, would you say that you spend Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, I was using that thing almost every week for pretty much about a month. I was doing like 3-4 times a month trying to spray these damn weeds.
Yeah, and hey, it's effective and it worked, right? Okay, so 3-4 times a week, basically every month. How many years would you say that you were using it in total, if you were to give a rough estimate?
Mm-hmm. I started roughly about 15 years ago. I started using it in February of 2007.
Okay, so February of 2007. And do you recall when you made the decision to stop spraying Roundup?
It was in May of 2022 because I started getting sick, feeling ill.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That's what prompted me to go to the doctor. And then, of course, she was like, what are you doing? I'm telling her, like, I get off and I go and I spray the yard with this. And she's like, it might be the Roundup. And I want to run these tests. And we went from there. And it was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, definitely. And again, I'm sorry to hear that that's what you had gone through. But at least you did stop. And at least, you know, if there is anything that we can do, we want to help you out here, okay?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Okay. And you are a citizen of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read off a few ailments here. If any of these are applicable to you, please let me know. If not, at the end, you can just go ahead and say none of the above, okay? HIV, AIDS, yeah. Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, or lupus.
Diabetes is the diabetes. Only one.
Okay, now specifically for diabetes, it is going to be diabetes mellitus. Do you know if that is what you have? Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and just mark all of these. And in terms of in addition to your non-Hodgkin's, so besides treatment for non-Hodgkin's, did you ever, were you ever diagnosed with any other cancers?
No.
Okay, got it. And are you aware that you may have a family history of cancer?
I'm aware that I have a family history. It was normally prostate and colon cancer, I believe it was, from my grandfather.
Got it, from grandfather. Okay, thank you for sharing that. Okay. All right, let me go ahead and get some information with you here. Now, Jermaine, is that going to be J-E-R-M-A-I-N-E?
Everything is correct. It's with a G.
Okay, my apologies. Okay, so I have G like George and then E-R-M-A-I-N-E?
Yes.
Okay, do you go by a middle name or middle initial at all?
J.
J, and last name?
Catching. C-A-T-C-H-I-N-G.
Okay, perfect. So I have Catching, C-Cat, A-Apple, T-Tom, C-Cat, H-Henry, I-Igloo, and Nancy, G-George. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that followed by a suffix like junior, senior?
No.
Okay, and can you please confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Are you married?
No.
Okay, go ahead with your, okay, so I just want to confirm your date of birth again as November 3rd of 1980.
Yes.
And social?
561-63-6566.
I'll read that back to you. 561-63-6566.
Yes.
Okay, and when did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? For an example, did you find it like an advertisement online, you know, on the computer or TV, social media? Do you remember?
Yeah, the ad had popped up on Facebook, and it was saying, you know, you might, if you was ever exposed to Roundup and stuff, you might be entitled to compensation. Click the link. So I clicked the link, and then here we are.
Yeah, definitely. And again, that it got you to us, so that's what matters here. Okay, so when was that? Was that shortly after your diagnosis in June of 2022? Do you remember roughly when it was?
I actually just did that today. I was sitting there looking and I was going scrolling, and I looked and I said, wait a minute, oh, why am I just now hearing about this? I probably was seeing it before, but just wasn't like paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And today I'm just sitting there. I said, let me see. So, like I said, it just started out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm very sorry that it is, you know, in terms of when you were finding out for us to, you know, talk with you now that it is quite sudden. But like I said, we're going to do our best to assist you here. Okay.
Okay,
and may I please have your height?
6'4".
Okay, and weight?
300 pounds.
Thank you, and what's going to be the best email for you, Jermaine?
It'll be my first name, period, my last name, at yahoo.catching@yahoo.com.
Okay, so I have Jermaine with a G, .catching at yahoo.com, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, and let's see. I know that in terms of the usage, you said that you used it about 4 times a month for about 15 years. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be about 8 times 15 would be 720. So overall, you would say that you were exposed to Roundup at least 720 times. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Say that one more time.
Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I know that you had said that you had started roughly February, so I'll go ahead and put February 1st of 2007.
Yes.
And then the stoppage would have been about May. I'll put May 1st of 2022.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And during the time frame that you were applying the Roundup, did you use any protective gear?
You know, at times I would, you know, my gardening gloves or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, no, I just, you know, poured the premix into the sprayer, and then they mm-hmm. started having the one with the spray thing on it.
Yeah.
Which was working even better. So I didn't think nothing of it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And in terms of where you applied it, I know you said home address. Would this be front yard, backyard, or both?
Both.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, and you were exposed directly, meaning you were the one that personally sprayed the Roundup. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and do you receive your water from a well?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And I know that you said you use both the concentrate and the premix. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And do you remember where you had were mostly purchasing your Roundup? Would it be Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart?
Yeah, definitely Home Depot. That was pretty much my go-to store.
right, of course. Okay, it is okay if you don't have either of these, but would you still happen to have any receipts or the Roundup itself in your possession? Again, it is okay if you don't. Most people don't have this anymore.
No, once I was told to stop using it, I stopped using it. I would have to look in the closet in the garage. I may have a half a bottle or so back there mm-hmm. from back then that I didn't use.
Okay.
But I haven't got up and looked yet.
Yeah, no, of course. Okay. And again, no worries. A lot of these people, you know, they haven't used it in years. They don't want to touch this stuff. They don't want any other memory of it. So again, perfectly fine if you don't have that.
Okay.
Okay. And have you ever been a smoker?
I have.
Okay. Got it. And if you were to estimate the number of years that you were a smoker, how much would you estimate?
About 15 years or so.
Okay. Got
about
it. Okay. And are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and grab information about your employer. We can start with the name of the employer.
Kemira. That's K-E-M-I-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
Water Solutions.
Okay, is that going to be the one in Fontana?
Well, that's our that's the corporate office, but I'm out of the Mojave yard. But yes, you can use that information.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and do that. Okay, and what is your job title there?
I am a truck driver.
Okay, got it. And as a result of your treatment from the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or just the diagnosis itself, would you say that you lost any time off of work because of your diagnosis?
Yes, I have.
I see. And I'm sorry that you had to, you know, of course, go through that as well. If you were to estimate the time frame of how much time you were not able to work due to your diagnosis, how much would you estimate?
Well, initially we have the 15 days that I had to be hospitalized, and then throughout the next year or so until everything was pretty much okay,
mm-hmm.
I'd say probably about 30 to 40 days, mm-hmm. collect, you know, all together.
Okay, so at least 30 to 40 days over the course of the last 2 years. Okay, and I'm also including the first initial 15 days that you were hospitalized. And again, I'm very sorry to hear that that was the case. Have you ever been enlisted in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. And have you ever filed for disability, workers' compensation, or bankruptcy?
I filed bankruptcy, but it was many, many moons ago.
Okay. So it's been discharged, right?
Yeah. I mean, for years. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I filed either 2008, 2009.
Oh,
okay. Way back then.
Okay, got it. Do you remember that was Chapter 7, Chapter 11? Do you remember which bankruptcy that was?
Ooh, don't get me to lie.
And if you're not sure, that's okay. Do you remember the county that you may have filed the bankruptcy in?
Yes, LA County.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right. And have you ever been convicted of a crime for anything higher than minor traffic offenses?
No.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and grab some information here for the A, the doctor, or B, the name of the hospital that you were diagnosed. Which hospital would that be?
Holy Cross Medical Center in Mission Hills.
Okay. Okay, that's going to be the one on Rinaldi, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put that in. Do you happen to remember the name of the doctor that had diagnosed you?
Initially, it was Dr. Azam, or
okay.
Azam. I'm not
okay.
sure how she pronounces it.
Okay.
A-Z-Z-A-M.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect, I found her. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. And either between Holy Cross or the doctor themselves, they would be able to provide the medical record that does indicate the diagnosis. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, just in your own words, just, you know, a little snippet here, how would you say that the diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma has impacted your life?
Besides scaring the hell out of me. You know,
right.
You know, you're trying to just do, you know, your everyday routine as far as, you know, maintaining your property and stuff like that. And, you know, your family, your kids, seeing you being stressed out and going through stuff and not being sure what the outcome will be. So it was very scary. But... We did everything we were supposed to do. We took it seriously, and you know, and thank God, September of 2023, you know, I was given a clean slate. I was given that I was cancer free. So
yeah,
it's
that's
been
amazing.
That's what I say. I'm like, oh my God, because it was scary. You know, you're getting a biopsy. They took the biopsy from my neck and stuff. It's just like, oh, what the hell? Like, how? Like, all I was doing was trying to kill these stubborn weeds. Like, you know, so I would say that it was really a really scary moment for me and a family, especially for me, because, like I said, it's not something that you think of that's going to happen to you, or you think that you're big and strong, and it showed me that I wasn't. That I was vulnerable to it just like anybody else could be, you know? So it brought me down to reality. I'll tell you that much.
Definitely. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I know, especially with family, you know, it's not only that they had to see you suffer as well, but, you know, just not knowing, you know, what things would be like without you there. And I know that that's a lot. So I appreciate you sharing this information with me. And, you know, this is why we kind of asked for this, so that we can, you know, really show these corporations how we're not just numbers, you know, it's actually affecting the livelihood of not just only yourself, but for your kids, your family, and everything else that is involved.
Right.
As well. Yeah. Okay, so So I'm going to go ahead and move on to this next section here. In terms of treatment, was that all also taken care of at Holy Cross, or did you go to a different facility for the treatment?
No, everything was done at Holy Cross. We did the chemo, the radiation there. Yeah.
Okay, got it. In terms of treatment, I know that, you know, it was September of 2023 that, you know, that it was no longer there. Do you remember when treatment had begun, when you did start the chemotherapy?
We started treatment the last week. It was roughly like June 22nd, 23rd of 2022.
Okay. Okay, yeah, and so we, pretty much right after you were diagnosed then.
Right, yeah, they got on it immediately. We did six cycles, one cycle every 21 days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it sounds very intense.
Which
okay.
took a toll out of
Definitely. Okay, let me go ahead and put this in, and I have their phone number here as well. Okay, and you said it was both chemotherapy and radiation that you had received treatment for, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and go ahead with the best home address for yourself.
40607 152nd Street East, Lancaster, California. 93535.
I'll go ahead and read that back to you. I have 40607 152nd Street East, Lancaster, California, 93535. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. Who did you want to put in for your emergency contact?
We can put my son.
Okay.
His name is Elijah.
Elijah. Okay. And I'm ready for his phone number. Okay, perfect. And I am ready for his phone number whenever you have it.
661 606 4278.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so that's pretty much it that we're needing for the information here. What I'm actually going to do now, Jermaine, is I'm actually going to be sending you something both through email and text message. So if you're able to, if I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone so that you can kind of look at your phone while you can still hear me as well.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So in just a second here, you're going to get a notification. Again, both email and text message, so whichever pops up first, doesn't matter which one, go ahead and click on it.
Okay. The welcome to doc,
the one that says DocuSign. Yes, DocuSign one. Go ahead and click on that. Once you do get to that point, towards the bottom of that text message should be a link that you're able to click on.
Yeah, I did that. So it says do you agree to receive the
SMS messages? Yep, it's just asking if you are okay, of course, with our attorneys contacting you for any updates on the case.
Okay. All right. Continue. Okay. We're at the, what is this? Okay. We're at the.
Are you at the please review and act these documents page?
Yes.
Okay.
Kevin kicking me out for a second.
Okay. So there should be something at the bottom where it says, I agree to electronically consent. Once you click on that box, then you should be able to click on where it says continue. Do you see that?
Yeah, I did that, and it takes me over to where it has your picture up there.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. There
and
we
then,
go.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, and there should be a button that says start at the top. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and click start. Once you go ahead and click start, you can actually go ahead and you're going to see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and click on that. Okay.
Do the signature?
Yes. So there's going to be two sections. I think this one is just for your whole signature. So you know, just make it as legible as you can. Or you can go ahead and click where it says select style. They will generate one for you. That's up to you. And once you're happy with either of those options, you can go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign at the bottom left.
Okay. This kicked me out again.
Yeah, sometimes it happens, especially because our phones are so small. And seeing as I know you're 6'4", right. It must be, you know, really hard for you to kind of click these tiny buttons. I promise once. Yeah. Yeah, but once we do get through these next couple things, it is just super simple once you do get past that portion.
Okay. So all that is done. Hit finish.
Mm-hmm. And I will actually get it on my side once that is perfect. So I have it completed. I know there is a continue button on your side. You actually don't need to click on that. That only takes you if you want to create an account with DocuSign, but it's not necessary. Just because the retainer that you should sign, it'll automatically be in your email mm-hmm. so that you'll always be able to reference back to it in case you need it, okay?
Okay, cool.
Perfect. Cool. So everything looks great here. The signatures are perfect with the initials as well. And that's basically it. What you need to expect from now until then is that you don't have to do anything up until the law firm does contact you. Usually it does take them about maybe 4 to 5 business days for them to contact you just to make their introductions. If at that point you still haven't heard from them, there's nothing to worry about. Usually, you know, they mostly just ask for get in contact with you if they need something from you. But if you haven't heard from them, you know, just don't be worried. But just in case you are and you are looking for some update, in a moment here, I am actually going to be texting you with my direct number. So you can just feel free to give me a call or shoot me a text and I can, you know, take care of whatever request you're needing, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, and before I let you go today, were there any other questions? I know it's a lot to take in and I know you just found out about all of this. But if you have any questions, feel free to just let me know now. Or if you think of it later, feel free to give me a call and we can go over everything, okay? The last thing we want is for you not to be sure about exactly what it is that we're providing this service for. And we just want to make sure that you're comfortable with the entire process and everything like that, right? Because, of course, you are the one that has this diagnosis. And the only thing we can do is just help you if you're looking for the help, okay?
Right, right. Yeah, everything. I'm kind of understanding of everything. If something come up, I will give you a call.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good. One last thing, too. I did notice you have a 562 area code. I actually used to, that was like my first phone number I used to have. I used to live in Long Beach. So were you from around that area?
Well, you know what? Actually, I basically just from the L.A. area.
Okay.
And when I had first went to T-Mobile, that was just one of the numbers they assigned me to, you know, to the area code. But I'm basically out of the 310-213.
Okay, so you're like LA, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know this. Yeah. I was like, oh, maybe he's from Long Beach like I am. Yeah, so, okay. Again, just wanted to put that out there. So I'm going to go ahead and text you right now so that you have my number. And then, again, feel free to contact me, if not now, anytime in the future. And then we'll go ahead and take care of you. All right, Jermaine?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. And, again, I'm very sorry to hear about your diagnosis. But I do hope you have a great rest of your weekend, okay?
You do the same. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.